Just yesterday we began to say L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi, so perhaps it's a good time to talk just for a couple of minutes before Ma'ariv what exactly L'David Hashem is all about, where the minute comes from, and just to share a little insight, perhaps a beautiful insight that will give some focus into Chodesh Elul. The makor of the minig of saying the David Hashem Ori V'Yishi really comes from the Matei Ephraim. The Matei Ephraim writes in Siman Tavkuf Pei Aleph that the minig developed to say, he says, Nogim in Medinas Elu Lomar Bechol Yom Erosh Chodesh Elul Ad Yom HaKippurim Achag Mar HaTfila Boker Ve'erev. We have the minig to say it in the morning and at night. The Sof Svarda is the minig to say it in the afternoon. HaMizmor L'David Hashem Ori. Minhagenu L'Omro Ad Yom Shmini Atzeres Ve'Ad Bechlal. We say it until Shmini Atzeres. And this is all quoted in the Mishneh Berurah Siman Tavkuf Pei Aleph as well. The Elif Lamate, on the bottom of the Matei Ephraim, quotes that what is the reason for this minig, where to come from? So he says, well, the truth is, the Medrash tells us, L'David Hashem Ori, your famous Medrash, Ori Zu Rosh Hashanah, V'Yishi Zu Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur is sort of the day that we get salvation, we get saved, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a Mechilas Avonos, and Ki Itzbineni B'Sukho B'Yom Ra, that is Sukkis. So therefore we say it in this period of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkis. The Torah Tmim already asked in his Sefer Baruch Shamar, he says, it's a very nice pshat, but he says the other medrash says that Ori Zu Yitzias Mitzrayim, because what does it say? Vayar Es Halayla, Kadosh Baruch Hu lit up the night. V'Yishi, that's Hisiatzvu Ru'uas Yishuas Hashem, that's Kriyas Yamsuf. And Ki Itzbineni B'Suka B'Yomra, that's talking about Basukas Hashavtis B'nai Yisrael B'Otzios HaMeretz Mitzrayim. So it has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkis at all. So as the Torah Tmima, where'd we come from to have the minik to say Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? We have another medrash that says we should be saying it Pesach time. Interesting, Ha'ara, but be it as it may, we have the minik to say it at this point in the year. The Vilna Gaon writes in the Maisa Rav that he did not have the minik to say this. He thought it's not proper to say it. Why? So if you put two Vilna Gaons together, it would seem that he was concerned of Tircha de Tzibura. The Vilna Gaon had a very serious sensitivity toward anything that would lengthen the tefillah, that would make any sort of Tircha de Tzibura. And that's why the Vilna Gaon writes in the Maisa Rav in a different place that although Nusach Sfard says Shir HaMalos before Mariv, he thought that it's improper to say that. And also Mizmar Shir Chanukas Abayis L'David, which is recited before Psukah de Zimra, Vilna Gaon thought that that's not proper to add that into the tefillah, because any additions into the tefillah that Chazal did not put in on their own would constitute a violation of Tircha de Tzibura, and therefore the Vilna Gaon was very sensitive to that, and he felt we should not say Shir HaMalos before Marv, we shouldn't say Mizmar Shir before Psukah de Zimra, and we should not say the David Hashem Ori after davening. So that is the Shita of the Vilna Gaon. So we have the two Minhagim, and we spoke about this in the past. One beautiful insight that I want to share is the following. Rav Asher Weiss once told me that the Mefarshim have a kasha. Why is it that in the Pasuk we say, in the famous Pasuk in the David Hashem Ori, probably the hallmark, the highlight of the whole Pizmon is, Acha Sha'alti Me'ez Hashem Oysa Avakish. So when you think about it, which tense is this Pasuk speaking in? What does it start off? It begins, Acha Sha'alti Me'ez Hashem. What does that mean? I asked in the past. I once had a bakasha. This is what I used to ask for. And then what do we say? Oysa Avakish. That's what I ask for now. So are we speaking now or are we speaking in the past tense? What do we mean? So this is the kasha that some of Farshim ask, and I just want to share the beautiful insight that Rav Asher Weiss shared with me. And that is, by way of introduction, the Pasuk says in Parshas Chayisara, Vayu Chayisara, the Pasuk says, Me'ah Shana Ve'esrim Shana Ve'sheva Shanim Shnei Chayisara. Rashi has the famous comment, Bas Me'ah Kebas Esrim, and what does it mean? Kulon Shavin L'tova. What does it mean? So the Gemara tells us that when she was 20 years old, she was didn't really have so many averus. When she was 100 years old, she was a great tzaddikas. Kulam shalom l'teva, her whole life was full of wonderful experiences. Sarah Imenu looked back at a life that was so full of wonderful times with Avraham Avinu, and that's why Basmeya kabas esrim, that's what Rashi comments from the Gemara in Baba Basra. So that's one very interesting Rashi, quoting a Gemara. There's a Medrash, and the Bereshis Rabbah, the Medrash tells us, Rabbi Kiva Yoshev Edorish. One day Rabbi Kiva was sitting and giving a shir to his Talmidim, and guess what happened? Bikshu Amlis Namnim. People were falling asleep. So Rabbi Kiva's looking around. He says, how can they be falling asleep? I'm in the middle of giving a shmakish year. How come nobody's paying attention? How could it be they don't appreciate my Torah? So Rabbi Kiva gets up and he says, Amar, and he says, Ma'arasa Esther Shatimlo Chakuf Chav Zayin Medinos. Why did Esther Amalka get up and rule over 127 Medinos? Strange question. What do you mean, why? If you put me in charge of 127 Medinos, so I'll take the kingdom. What do you mean, why? Strange kasha. So Rabbi Kiva says, I'll tell you why. Amra, so she said, Tova bas bita shosara, Esther Hamalka said to herself, well, I'm a descendant of Sarah Imenu, And so Imenu lived Kufchav Zayin Shanim. She lived 127 years. So now, very nice, I should go and rule over 127 Medinas. And all of a sudden the Talmidim woke up. So what kind of joke is this? Rabbi Kiva is trying to wake up his students, and he says some sort of strange joke. He's playing a numbers game. He says, hey, who knows 127? Like, you know, we say, who knows one, who knows two? So he gets up and he asks his Talmidim, oh, do you know why Esther Amalka decided to rule over 127 Medinas? Because Sarah Imenu, who was the great-great-great-grandmother of Esther Amalka, lived to 127 years. Yeah, so therefore, what does one have to do with the other? What's he trying to say to his Talmidim? So Rav Asher Rai suggested the following pshat, a beautiful insight. Perhaps it's the emes pshat in the Medrash, and it's a beautiful pshat either way, whether it's emes or not. But he suggested like this. Rabbi Kiva didn't stam choose a joke to tell his Talmidim to wake them up. Obviously, everything Rabbi Kiva chose to share with his Talmidim was Divrei Torah, was Divrei Musar. He got up and he saw that his Talmidim were falling asleep. And he decided, I need to give them a Musar Shmuz. So he got up and he said the following. You think about Esther Hamalka. How is it that she was possibly able to rule over 127 Medinos? How could she? How is it humanly possible to keep so much cheshbon in your mind, to have an itinerary, to know what's going on in 127 Medinos? You look at a governor, he can't even rule his own little place that he's put in charge of ruling over. He can't even keep cheshbon of all the citizens. He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't even know all the elected officials. He can't keep track of everything. This is before the days of computers. So I asked Rabbi Kiva, how is it possible, where she get the strength from to come up and say that I'm going to rule over 127 Medinas? What made her think that she would be effective? Well, said Rabbi Kiva, the answer is she looked back at Sarah Imenu, and what she learned from Sarah? Bas Meya ke Bas Chaf. Sarah Imenu lived till 127 years old. And what was the trick to her success? Sarah Imenu, the same way when she was 20 years old, she had a vision, and she knew what she wanted to accomplish in life. When she was 127 years old, she had the same vision. And that's why she was able to be successful. Because if a person is bas meya ke bas chav, if you keep the same vision, and you always keep your eye on the goal, and you know where you're headed in life, then you're going to be successful. And it doesn't matter what the Ribbono Shel Olam puts in your way. It doesn't matter how many obstacles come by you. I'm going to persevere because I know this is what I want to get to. And it doesn't matter what it's going to cost me. It doesn't matter how many obstacles I have to pass. I am going to get to that goal as long as I keep myself focused. And that's what Esther said to herself as well. If Sarah Imenu was Baschav ke Basmeya, and her whole life she kept her eye on the vision of what she was trying to accomplish, I'm going to do the same thing. If I want to rule over 127 Medinas effectively, the way to do that is to keep your eye on the goal and to figure out, what are my goals, what do I want to accomplish, what do I want to bring to the 127 Medinas, and not to get distracted by all the different things that are going on around us. Yes, there are difficult challenges, but if a person keeps his focus on where it's supposed to be, then nothing will get in the way of making sure that that goal is accomplished. That is what Rabbi Kiva said to them. You guys are falling asleep because you're so busy thinking about everything else. You're so busy thinking about what's for dinner tonight. You're so busy thinking about how little sleep you got. Keep your eye on the goal. Think about what you're supposed to be thinking about. Here I am, I'm Rabbi Kiva, I'm giving a shiur. You're supposed to be listening. How are you falling asleep on me? Rabbi Kiva gets up and he says, one, you learn from Esther Amalka, who learned from Sarah Imenu, that when a person has a vision, when a person has a goal, no matter how tired you are when you come to the shiur, no matter how much your children kept you up last night, you're going to stay up because your goal is to become a Talmud Chacham. And that was the musa that Rabbi Kiva gave them. That's the pshat in this medrash, and that's the pshat what Esther Amalka learned from Sarah Imenu. So according to that, Rav Asher Weiss took this pshat, and he said this might also be the pshat in when we say the David Hashem Arev Yishi. Again, the kasha that the Mefarshim ask is, how do we start off when we say, Ach ha'sha'alti me'eis Hashem? When I started my life, I had a bakasha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I wanted one thing. Aisha avakesh. Now that I want something else, which tense are we speaking in? Is this the past tense or is it the present? So he suggested the following. Very often you have people who go through different phases in life. When they're younger, when they're in their 20s, all they're looking for is a nice shidduch. All they want is, their eye is on the goal. What do they want? They want a nice girl. They want someone who's their age. They want this, that. They have certain picky things. Then they get to their 30s, all they want is covet, all they want is money, all they're running after is certain things. Then they get to 40. They have different types. Everyone has different things, different phases, different stages in life of what a person is interested in and what their goals for that particular time might be. Says David HaMelech, Acha Sha'alti, I want you to know, there's one goal that I had when I was younger, and Osa Avakish. Now that I'm an older person, that very same goal is still at the forefront of my mind, that there's nothing that's going to get in my way from becoming the great Eved Hashem, the great Talmud Chacham that I'm destined to become. David HaMelech says, this is the way my life started. I was a young Roi Yisrael. I went and I was shepherding the sheep. That's all I did with my life. Eben Moas Abanim, the Pasuk says, nobody thought anything would come of David HaMelech, but Haisa L'Rosh Pina, he became David HaMelech. When they went to choose out the Melech, nobody thought it was him, but David HaMelech rose. And why was he able to rise? Why was he the Eben Moas Abanim who was Haisa L'Rosh Pina? Because David HaMelech had his eye on the goal the whole time. David HaMelech knew that from the outset he started off wanting Achas Sha'alti Me'es Hashem. All I want is to be an Eved Hashem, but it was Osa Avakesh. Throughout his life, nothing changed. His goals always stayed the same, and his vision always stayed the same, to become that Eved Hashem that he so much wanted to become. And that's also something for us to think about in Chodesh Elul. This is what we daven for. All we want is to be an Eved Hashem. Is that really what we want? So many times we have distractions. We have, like Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim, we fall asleep at the wheel. We forget what our ultimate goal really is meant to be. And this is what we spend the next couple of days reminding ourselves about, that the vision that we all know we have deep inside of ourselves, what our neshama tells us we really want so deeply, really is the vision and the goal that we're going to keep with ourselves throughout our entire lives, throughout our experience on this earth, to become the Eved Hashem, to become the Talmud Chacham that we're supposed to become. The Yerushalmi says in Maseches Brachos, and with this we'll close, a very striking statement. The Yerushalmi says, Kala Koveya Itim La Torah, How do you translate the words? Kala koveya itim la Torah. Somebody who's koveya itim. Somebody who sets aside time to learn. Hareza mefer tarasu. You're an abomination to the Torah. You're a mefer ha-Torah. What does that mean? What do you mean? Somebody who sits down every day and learns a daf yomi shir. He goes, Yahara Gval Yavar, he'll never miss that shir. Hareza mefer tarasu. What does that mean? What does that mean? Before 25 years ago, nobody learned Daf Yomi. It wasn't like today where so many people learn. And even nowadays, the people who do take up their time to learn the Daf Yomi when they're so tired and they struggle anyway to go and wake up early to learn. What do you mean? Hareza Mefer Tarasu, someone who's Kavea Itim? You should be praising him with the highest accolades. Why do we call him a Mefer Tarasu? So, some of Farshim explain what it means is, somebody who's sitting around and he's already out of a job. He's already retired. And now he has plenty of time during the day to learn. But he's koveya itim la Torah. He says, you know what? I have my Daf Yomi Shir, and that's enough. Check on my list. I go to Daf Yomi Shir an hour a day. That's it. Now I'm fine to run around and do whatever I want. Hareza mefer tarasu. If you are the type of person that has such a busy day, but you still take an hour out of the day to learn, of course, you're a gevalda gatzadik. But if you're somebody who has plenty of time to learn, and you only limit your amount of learning to 1 hour a day, that's mefer tarasu. You're making a joke out of the Torah. That's what some say. But the Ksav Sefer says a different shot. Says the Ksav Sefer a beautiful shot. Somebody who comes along and says, Hakaveya itim la Torah. Somebody who says that, no, the Torah was only meant for this generation. Torah was only meant when I'm in this mood. Torah wasn't meant for me when I'm in Avelos. Torah wasn't meant for me when I'm too happy. I'm making a wedding tonight. I can't learn. I'm going to a simcha. I'm coming from a simcha. I'm doing this. I'm too busy. Somebody who thinks that the Torah has itim. Somebody who thinks that the Torah was given for only particular times and stages and phases in life. Hareza mefer tarasu. You're making a joke out of the whole Torah, because the Torah was made to be an everlasting goal. That's made to be our vision. That's something that's supposed to guide us throughout our lives, in every stage, in every phase of our life. It doesn't matter where we're holding, doesn't matter if we're happy, if we're sad, if we're having a good day, if we're having a bad day, if we're in the middle of thinking of tshuva, if we're in the middle of thinking about slicha, of anything. This is what our goal always has to be, and that's what David HaMelech tells us over here. Achas Sha'alti, throughout his life, he always had that bakasha. He started off as a young child wanting that. Nobody believed in him, but he believed in himself. And Osa Avakesh, that's why when he became an adult, he had that very same vision for himself, and he only wanted to succeed, and that's why ultimately he was successful in that, because he kept pushing for that goal, he kept pushing for that same ultimate being in Eved Hashem. That's always what he wanted, and that's what he ultimately got. So, Mirtz Hashem, we should all have that vision, that clarity like David HaMelech had, and we should all keep our eyes on the goal, we should all come those Eved Hashem the same way David HaMelech did. And we should be zocha to a month of tshuva, slicha, and kapara. And I wish everyone a good year and a Shabbos up ahead.